Blog Talk Radio.
Allow us to speak your words. Allow us
to dwell in your truth. Oh, God, we just thank you. We magnify you. Glorify your mighty name before your people today. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. We are again talking about an amazing two scriptures. Amen. That's in the Bible. Not too many people talk about. Amen. Because of the undertones and the overtones of this particular scripture. Amen. But I'm reminded today of God's sovereignty in our lives and on this earth. God is all in all. Amen. There's nothing you and I could do about it. He is in control of everything. Amen. That is happening in this world. Amen. And we have to respect that. Amen. We have to honor that. Amen. Oh, God, we have to get some understanding of what that means. Amen. But pertaining to man, the scripture is very clear. Amen. Man, you cannot do anything of yourself. Everything that you have done, God has allowed you to do. Amen. And everything that God desires you to do, he has put a belief in your heart that you may be able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. These two scriptures are so amazing. One seems to desire to understand its undertones pertaining to man's righteousness in comparison to filthy rags, meaning a woman's menstrual period, amen, that consists of throwing away some rags or soiled rags, amen, that has been used, amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Amen. I want you to get that picture in your mind for a moment. Amen. A moment at a time. Amen. That this is the comparison in which Isaiah gives us pertaining to a man's righteousness. Amen. And a woman's filthy rags, meaning that a menstrual period. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Which to some may seem gross. Amen. And to others may seem a necessity. Amen. But I come by to let you know, amen, to this morning that this particular comparison analogy is not a good thing, amen. No matter how you compare it, no matter how you look at it, no matter how you understand it, it is not a good thing, amen. But, amen, it is a truthful thing, amen. Hallelujah. We are filthy, amen. And there's nothing we can do to change that, amen. Hallelujah. Only God himself can change that. Only God himself can move us towards cleanliness. Only God himself can move us toward holiness. Only God himself can move us toward sanctification. We have no ability to do anything upon our own, because, amen, if we would just pay attention, amen, and listen to the scripture to retain our understanding, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Verse 7 says this, and there is none that calleth upon thy name. None. I know it's some preachers that tell you that you can call upon God's name. Amen. But the only time that you and I can call upon God's name as if he allow us to call upon his name, if he put the belief in our heart for us to call upon his name, amen, you just don't call upon nobody, amen, you just don't call upon God as though you know him, and you don't, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. You don't have that ability. Oh, God. The Bible says, call upon his name that stirred up himself to take hold of thee. You can't stir up yourself. You can't will anything in you to want you to call upon God. Can I get a witness here? God puts his will in man to be able to make him do as he have commanded him to do. Oh, God. It's not about you filthiness. It's not about who you think you are. Women, it's not about the fact that you call yourself beautiful, amen. Men, it's not about you think that you are handsome, amen. Oh, God, it's about whether or not God desires you to take care of his ministry. Oh, God, hallelujah. You can't do anything unless God calls you to do it. Amen. God is sovereign in this world. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Which one of you are the God? Who is the God here? Well, let's find out. The Bible saying in verse 80, it says, but now, Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we are the work of thy hand. Who is the God? Who is the God? Hallelujah. Somebody needs to read these verses. Gain understanding here, amen. You are no God, amen, in which you think you may be a God, amen. But the God that I know is the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And he is the one that desires us to minister his word. He put these desires in our heart so that we may be able to understand what's going on in our life. Hallelujah. God used this temple to be able to do the very things, amen, that he was doing upon this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus' mighty name, amen. In Jesus' mighty name, There are so many ministers out there that have been become arrogant, amen, that some don't even know the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that is preaching a word that have not come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are believing in them, amen. Well, this is an apostate time, amen. In this apostate time, there are going to be many that fall away from the truth, amen. And the truth is the word of God, hallelujah. Whichever way you want to look in, the truth the Bible says is the word of God, amen. But we're going to go to another truth, amen, that clarifies what I'm talking about, amen. And this is in John, amen, John chapter 6, verse 44. The scripture says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. I know most people would just read over that particular scripture. But Jesus said unto himself that no man can come to him. There's nothing you can do, nothing whatsoever that you can do to come to Jesus, to call on Jesus, to ask of Jesus, or nothing unless God wants you to. Oh God, he has to put belief in your heart to be able to call up on his name. Amen. Hallelujah. He has to put it there. You can't put belief in your heart. Oh God, God put it there. Hallelujah. Come on, people, please. Hallelujah. The Bible said you can't do it unless God draw you. Oh, God. I want you to take a minute, church. Amen. And look up the word draw. Look up that word draw in the Greek. You know what that word draw means in the Greek? It comes from the word helikos. And that word draw means to drag or to pull or to persuade by inward power, lead and prepare. Amen. This is what God does to you. He drags you to Jesus. Hallelujah. He drags you. I remember listening at the Canton Spirituals when the Canton Spirituals say the mother drugged them to church. Drugged them to church. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture is telling you today, it's not by your will, but it's by God's will that you're in church today. It's by God's will that you're praying in his name. It's by God's will that you're prophesying in his name. It's by God's will that you're preaching in his name. It's by God's will that you're calling upon his name. Hallelujah. You ain't nothing but filthy rags, amen. The smell of the month, amen, hallelujah. You can't do anything to please God unless God put it in you to please him. Oh, God, hallelujah. Your righteousness here, church, is as though as it is filthy. I said filthy rags as a woman's, amen, administrative. Can I get a witness here? Release. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Somebody gonna help me here. Somebody is going to help me here. Oh, God. I want to take you to one more scripture that may help you understand. Amen. We're going to go to the Gospel of John. Amen. Chapter 15. Gospel of John. Chapter 15. Amen. The scripture reads like this, verse 16. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. Amen, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. And this is talking about the ministry. It's not talking about a car or a house. And all of these things. I know the minister told you that, but that is not what he's talking about. Read the scripture. He has chosen you to do a work for him, church. Can I get a witness here? You did not walk down the aisle and chose him, amen. There is no walking down no aisle, amen. You can't walk down the aisle and choose God. Who are you? Are you God? Are you over Jesus Christ? Who are you, amen? You must be the Messiah or something, amen. You think that you chose God? Hallelujah. Come on, people. God chose us to do his work, the work of the ministry. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But we have been bamboozled in the word of God. We have been deceived in our hearts. Amen. And our instruction of the word of God is faulty to the point is that we are believing in fables rather than the truth. Amen. What is it that you are willing to believe in? You can't believe in anything unless God put it in your heart to believe. Amen. Hallelujah. All of this deception you have believed is not of the word of God, so therefore it is not coming from God himself, but man's deception, that man is deceiving his own self and will continue to deceive his own self if you allow this to happen. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. God is a sovereign God. He's a sovereign God over this world, church. And no matter what you think, no matter what I think, God is in control of everything. Amen. He is responsible for every event and circumstance in our life, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Think about it. God has controlled it. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I said, God has controlled it. Amen. You might not want to recognize it, but I am telling you the truth. Amen. If not God be the one controlling, who then do you think controls it? Who, church? Who do you think that controls everything in this world? I just come by to let you know this morning that God is in control. He is all in all, and the mighty God, the firstborn from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he's the firstborn, there only can be a second and third. Nothing comes before the firstborn. Amen. He is the firstborn from the dead. The Almighty God, Jesus, Jesus the Christ.